It is in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that I welcome you to our time of congregational worship this morning. Hopefully everybody adjusted your clocks appropriately and you weren't here an hour ago. But welcome to you, and just in our time of worship as we lift up the name of Jesus Christ, as we wait expectantly for his return, let us worship together.
I invite you to rise as we sing our first hymn together, hymn number 382, Be Thou My Vision. It'll be interspersed with Bible scripture and prayer. So please sing along with me. Be Thou My Vision, 382.
Justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. And we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God, not only so that we may rejoice in our sufferings, but because we know what suffering produces: perseverance, perseverance, character, character, hope. And hope does not disappoint us, because God has poured out his love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, who has been given to us. Powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous man, though for a good man, someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this: while we were sinners, Christ died for us.
Thank you.
Heavenly Father, thank you for my salvation and the hope that I have in Christ. Give me a teachable spirit and a willingness to rejoice in the Lord, no matter what difficulties I have to face. May my life be a testimony to your goodness and grace. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Gathered together as people of Christ, I invite you to share his peace with one another.
Good morning. I invite children to come down, please.
Speeding like a high-speed freight train.
Okay.
What? Is that clock?
Shh. Good morning. Okay, good morning.
Good morning.
Good spot right there. Perfect. I brought a clock.
I love clocks.
With me this morning. Yes. I like clocks too. What do we use clocks for? What do we use clocks for, Ryan?
So we know what time it is, and that's the wrong time.
Well, I know it is, but this is gonna be part of my message, so that's why it said at that time.
That's my
okay,
question.
Yes, okay. Yeah, perfect. You are reading my mind. We know what time we can leave. We need to know what time to be places. For example, maybe you have to know what time you have to go to the babysitters or to school. Maybe mom made you a dentist appointment to know what time you had to go to the dentist. Or maybe your friend is having a birthday party and you got to know what time to get to the party. So we use clocks. Some people use watches. Some people use their cell phones, and sometimes we use clocks. So here's my question for you. About what time in the morning do you have to leave to go to school or maybe go to the babysitters if you go to the babysitters? Anybody know what time you have to leave in the morning to do that? 7:40 you leave. Some people might have to leave. Hi, sweetie. Some people might leave before that or after that or when the bus comes. I'm just going to say we're going to leave about 7:30. So I set my clock for 7:30. That's a guess when we might have to leave.
That's my bedtime.
That's 7:30 p.m. This is morning, 7:30 a.m. in the morning.
Ugh.
Now, here's my next question. Think about when you get out of bed in the morning. What do you have to do to be ready to leave at 7:30? What do you have to do? Give me one thing. Ryan, one thing. One thing you have to do.
Get your clothes on.
Get your pajamas off and your clothes on. What else do you have to do? Brush your teeth. What else do you have to do?
Put our shoes on.
Put on your shoes.
Brush your hair.
Brush your hair. Get ready for the bus. What else do you have to do? That's at night you do. You are right about that. What else do you have to do to get ready in the morning? Do you know of one more thing?
Go.
Okay. Well, I'll agree with that one. If you're going to school, you have to make sure you've got your book bag with you. You've got to make sure you've got your homework in your book bag. There is just a lot of stuff you have to do in the morning to prepare to leave at 7:30 for school. Now, or for church, you are absolutely right.
Or going to work, like getting ready to drive a freight train.
Well, mom and dad might have to get ready to go to work at a certain time too. But do you know there's something else we have to prepare for? The Bible says we need to prepare for Jesus coming again. Jesus came once, but he's going to come again. And do you know what? We don't know what time he's coming. There's not a clock that tells us what time he's coming. He might come today. He might come in 10 years. He might come in the winter. He might come in the summer. He might come in the morning. He might come at night. We don't know. The Bible tells us that the angels don't even know when he's coming. And it says the Son, Jesus himself, doesn't even know for sure when he's coming. Only the Father, only God knows when Jesus is coming back again. So Jesus says, I'm going to come when you maybe least expect it, when you don't know. So you be ready. He's going to say, surprise, here I am. Be ready. So how do we get ready? There's two things we need to do. We need to, first of all, believe in Jesus and have Jesus in our hearts. That's the first one. Believe in Jesus. And the second one is, do the things you know Jesus wants you to do. In other words, we need to live by what the Bible tells us to do. So if we believe in Jesus and have him in our hearts, and if we do what we know Jesus is going to do, we will be ready when Jesus comes back. Okay, let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank you for sending your Son the first time, for his life, for his death on the cross, for saving us. And we also praise you that he will be coming again. And someday we will behold his face in person. Amen. Thanks, guys.
Friend, one hour with
Let's bow before the Lord at a time of prayer. Gracious Lord God, in this season of Lent, may we live your will for our lives. And in this season, O God, we confess that when left to our own thoughts and to our own ways, we can become self-centered and spiritually off-center. And we pray in this season that you would draw us towards you, that we may know the heart of things. So we pray that you would center us, O Lord. In this season of Lent, we confess that our vision of people and events gets distorted by prejudice and self-interest. Grant us the ability to view the world with eyes of faith. Enable us, O God, to see with a clarity that only your love can give. We pray that you would focus us in this season, O Lord. And in this season of Lent, we confess that in our lives, we give great weight to that insignificant and take too lightly the things that matter for eternity. Guide us in making wiser judgments and to set our priorities with the counsel of your Holy Spirit. We pray that you would balance us in this season, O Lord. Lord, in this time of congregational prayer, we pray that your strength and your spirit of encouragement would be upon Carol and Bob and Dan and Blake, upon Kim and upon Janet as they recover. We're thankful that surgeries went well, and we pray for times of rehab and recovery. Lord, we continue to pray for Leah and her family as she continues in therapy. We pray for young Chloe as she waits for another open biopsy after her mission trip to give a better diagnosis to the doctors. We continue to pray for Larry and Melva and Monty. We pray for Bev and we pray for Lynn. Lord, we pray for your wisdom. We pray for your counsel. We pray for your peace. We offer this prayer with confidence in your power to heal and your power to forgive and your power to guide. Hear us, O Lord, as we unite in the prayer of our Lord, praying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.